USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania has certified its election results, but 64 state Republicans have signed a letter Friday urging Congress to not commit to the state's 20 electoral votes for Democrat Joe Biden. Senator Pat Toomey, a frequent critic of President Trump, vowed he will not be objecting to Pennsylvania's slate of electors. Democrat State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta called the Republican signatories hostages of their own misinformation campaign. Some legal scholars are siding with Trump campaign, saying the legislature was unlawfully overwritten on election law by Democrat leaders and their friends in the state courts. With mounting voter fraud evidence, the sworn testimony from poll workers, the video from inside State Farm Arena in Georgia in the middle of the night, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says Georgia has a responsibility.
That the founding fathers gave to our legislatures. They're the ones who are supposed to select the president, not the governors, not the board of elections. They're the ones who have the constitutional obligation to decide on the electors. So in Georgia, they're going to do that.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
USA Radio News Val Dior helps us remember.
Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 U.S. citizens who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the U.S. declaring war on Japan the next day and thus entering World War II. It was in 1994 that Congress designated December 7th of each year as a day of remembrance. On Pearl Harbor Day, the American flag should be flown at half staff until sunset to honor those who died as a result of the attack on U.S. military forces in Hawaii. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
On August 14, 1945, the world learned that Japan had surrendered, effectively ending World War II. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Week 13 of the NFL season was filled with surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki breaks down Sunday's games.
Week 13 in the NFL saw the Dolphins beat the Bengals 19-7. The Raiders score at the last second to keep the Jets winless 31-28. The Browns beat the Titans 41-35. The Colts topped the Texans 26-20. The Vikings needed overtime to beat the Jaguars 27-24. The Lions beat the Bears 34-30. The Saints beat the Falcons 21-16 to become the first team in the NFC to claim a playoff spot. The L.A. Rams beat the Cardinals 38-28. The New York Giants grabbed a 17-12 victory over the Seahawks behind backup quarterback Colt McCoy. The Patriots blanked the L.A. Chargers 45-0. The Packers beat the Eagles 30-16. And the Chiefs hung on against the Broncos 22-16 for their seventh straight victory. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two games will be played Monday night. Since California banned sporting events for the next few weeks due to the China virus, the Buffalo Bills 49ers game will be played at the Cardinals' home field in Glendale, Arizona. 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The earlier game will feature the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Washington football team. 5 o'clock Eastern on Fox. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says his blockers is why the team is having success.
My guys up front have done a great job this week, this year so far, especially the last few games.
One game Tuesday, Dallas Cowboys at Baltimore Ravens, 8:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.